This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back to the pack.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Today radio show reminder that the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch and Ellis is coming up next from 9 to 11. Those two are epic every single day, and I guarantee it's going to be the exact same today. Plus, they're being joined by Zach Brockman, 9:20 a.m. Beloit Sky Carb. You're not going to want to miss that conversation. Pretty cool announcement coming up on that as well. Also, 4 o'clock today, set your alarms. Sparky is going to have the one, the only Joe Thomas on. He's going in the Wisconsin State Athletic Hall of Fame. And you're not going to want to miss that conversation either. So, you know, I'll make it easy on you. Just stay right here on the Fan all day today, and then you won't miss any of it. But Joe Thomas, 4 p.m. today with Sparky is going to be a must listen to. Also coming up on March 1st is an event you're surely going to want to attend. Mason and his wife, Molly Crosby, who is a cancer survivor, will be awarded the prestigious Award of Excellence from the Vince Lombardi Cancer Foundation. If you'd like to be a part of that black tie event, simply go to LombardiFoundation.org and make sure to check that out, because that is a phenomenal cause and is going to be a very, very special event for our good friend Mason and his wife, Molly. All right, we are being joined now by the fantastic Austin Krieger of Cheesehead TV. Really excited for this conversation. You can find him on social media at @AustinKrieger_. Austin, it is great to be chatting with you. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm great, Andy. Appreciate you having me on, man.
Yeah, thanks so much for the time. I really appreciate it. Obviously, our first opportunity to get to talk to each other. So excited to kind of hear you break down some Packers. I've been watching some of your videos. I know I've been reading you on Cheesehead TV as well. You did a phenomenal breakdown recently, which is really the reason I wanted to reach out to you and get you on, because you did this great article over on Cheesehead TV. You broke down, you know, kind of Jeff Hafley's defense, the cover three aspect of it, and a couple draft prospects that could potentially fit this defense very well. So before we get to the prospects, we'll tease that a little bit. What did you see out of this Jeff Hafley defense that would give you the impetus to kind of write this article?
I think it was kind of not surprising to everyone. I think there's a lot of assumptions coming in that Hafley was going to run this completely different defense than Joe Barry, which he did for the most part, but coverage-wise, I ended up running more zone coverage than I think people thought he would. I think coming into the playoffs, running more cover two zone than any other team in the playoffs, coming in, having run more cover three than anything else he played this season. It got me thinking, like, okay, well, let's find a prospect that makes sense to fit this all. And maybe he played cover three because of the Jair situation being hurt, and it just made more sense schematically with the players he had available. But, if that's what he's going to play, there's a couple guys in the draft that, you know, just feel like they make more sense coming out of college playing more zone coverage than man, maybe.
Yeah, did this surprise you at all? As you kind of, like you mentioned, it maybe was a little bit more expected. We heard a lot about, you know, maybe some single high safety, a little bit more man-to-man coverage. Like you said, I'm sure it was probably predicated on some of the players that he had available and who was potentially injured, specifically, like you said, Jair Alexander. But were you surprised at the style of defense that you saw from Jeff Hafley last year at all?
I wouldn't say surprised, because, I mean, he's never been a D coordinator in the NFL before. So, I mean,
sure.
We're really going off nothing besides what he'd kind of done in college. He's more of a coordinator than he is a head coach, or at least at this point. He wants to be a coordinator at this point. So I was waiting to see how it was going to play out after the first year and not make assumptions until we had something kind of more concrete.
Well, that's why you're the smart Packers analyst that you are. And it was interesting because everyone flocked to the more pressure from Jeff Hafley and flocked to the ideas that they're going to, you know, play more press man-to-man coverage and things like that. And I think the thing for me that I really took from his initial press conferences was that he was going to be more moldable to what his team was, like what players he had on the team, which players were available, unavailable, and what teams he was going against, and have a lot more flexibility and malleability in that defense. And I think that's exactly what we saw from him. Is it was going to be dependent on the matchups. It was going to be dependent on who he had available. But again, as you mentioned, we did see a lot more zone defense, and you did find two prospects. And the article, by the way, for those of you that want to find it, is on Cheesehead TV. It's titled Two Cornerbacks That Make Great Fits for the Packers in Early Rounds. So I will let, without further ado, you go over the first one that you noticed that could be a great fit for Green Bay.
Yeah, first one being Trey Amos, right? I know he's kind of been a buzzing name for the first round. There's definitely skepticism about age-wise. He's a fifth-year senior. If you want to twist that in the sense of maybe he's closer to his talent ceiling then and kind of meets the urgency request of Gutekunst himself, I really like Trey Amos. Ole Miss played a lot of zone coverage. He played his best ball in cover three, funny enough. So I think Amos would make a lot of sense in that sense alone, just having familiarity with a heavy zone coverage scheme, having played a lot of cover three. He's comfortable, he's familiar, and he's got good size. I'm hoping he would test well at the combine and be on the Packers board in that sense as well. But Amos to me is just one of those physically gifted dudes. He's going to punch you in the mouth. He'll come up, make a tackle. I mean, I think he would be an awesome pick for the Packers at 23, personally. Again, we'll see how the combine goes, but, you know, just having that familiarity with the scheme, Amos to me just sounded like he could make a lot of sense, could just jump right in and be an impact starter for the Packers. But again, I mean, That's with or without Jair, right? I mean, who knows long-term what's going to happen with Jair? Who knows long-term about Stokes? I mean, I think at this point, regardless of Jair coming back or not, the Packers could use another top-of-depth chart guy like an Amos who's already familiar. Yes, he's a little older, but there's a positive way to spin that, like I said. So, I think Amos would be a fun one.
Yeah, he really would be. And Green Bay going out and getting an Amos has worked well for them in the past. Maybe this could be another one. Mm-hmm. Before we get to that second prospect on your list, and we're being joined by Austin Krieger, Cheesehead TV. You can find him on social media at @AustinKrieger_. Just what do you think of the Packers cornerback room, and specifically Eric Stokes, Jair Alexander? Are you expecting these players back? Are you expecting them to be gone? Like, what's your sort of expectation going into this offseason?
Oh, man. Stokes thing, I think, unfortunately, has enough writing on the wall at this point, right? I mean, I was hoping that would work. He looked so promising as a rookie, and the injuries just feeling it kind of derailed that whole thing. Valentine, I just wish he would have been playing more than he did. Like, he only started really playing towards the back half of the season. Wish he would start playing more last year. So excited for him. And obviously, Keyshawn Nixon. I know he's kind of been polarizing among the Packer fan base, but, I mean, I was one of them. I was skeptical just after the 23 season. Wasn't great, but that move outside was clearly the best thing for him, and I don't think he gave us any reason to doubt him coming back and being a solid starter next season. So I'm definitely excited about Nixon. Jair, I mean, I love Jair. I want him playing. If he can play, like, he's still an asset if he's playing. But that said, you know, I think Packers might be able to get something out of him in a trade while there's still an opportunity. Someone might bite that can help the Packers kind of with this youth movement and get someone who they feel more confident can actually be available to be playing football. And like I said, regardless, they still need a top of depth chart guy. They're still kind of slim, you know, whatever you think about Ballantyne and whatnot. And Kalen King, I love the potential maybe there, but they need another top of depth chart guy, regardless of Jair being back or not, I think.
Yeah, we're completely in lockstep there. And I'm so glad that you did bring up that Keyshawn Nixon point as well, because he did play so much better on the outside as cornerback. And I think it's a semi-controversial statement within the Packers fandom. But I don't know of many people that I've talked to that haven't noticed that he played much better on the outside and actually was a legitimately solid corner for Green Bay. So I'm glad that you brought that up as well, because I'm in total agreement with you there. The next one you mentioned was a corner out of Kentucky. Tell us about this second corner that could be a great fit for Green Bay in this draft.
Yeah, Maxwell Harrison. I don't think he's a first round talent. Maybe I've seen some mocks already, but you know, what's a mock at this point? But Maxwell Harrison is another guy, Kentucky, about 400 coverage snaps in zone coverage over the past two seasons. Ball hawking type dude, six picks, mostly from five in 2023, but just a total, a lot of production around the ball. But, you know, I think there's an area of him being more disciplined. But what's really fun about Maxwell Harrison is the fact that he is a converted wide receiver, giving him a lot more of that, you know, familiarity with routes and having that high IQ as a quarterback. And that is a big reason why he's a good player in the sense of being able to jump coverages, kind of understand the nuances of route running and what a receiver's trying to do. So in that sense, I think there's a high IQ from Harrison that would be a huge upgrade. He played really well in the Senior Bowl. And funny enough, he's very Carrington Valentine-like in the sense of his play style and willingness to be physical. He's going to let you know about it. But I think having the zone coverage familiarity again and his anticipation, his ability to jump passes, if he ends up being like a second-round pick for the Packers, you know, assuming that they obviously go somewhere else in the first round, I think that'd be another kind of slam dunk, home run, great value pick at the second round at this point, maybe third rounder. But, you know, he did miss a lot of time in 2024 with a shoulder injury. And unfortunately, when he came back from that injury, it had a Jair-esque type of effect on his tackling and physicality. So that's concerning, but also I'm not going to write him off. No two players are the same. So it's a shame because 2024 was looking really good. He's got all SEC honors to his name in back-to-back years. So, Harrison would be feels like a really solid kind of second round pick with a lot of familiarity and something similar to that zone coverage at Happy Place.
Yeah, the 179 is really interesting from a weight standpoint. Usually a little bit out of Green Bay's thresholds, yeah. But sometimes they're willing to take a little bit more of a chance on somebody that they like, especially if it fits their system very well. And they've had some success, I should say, with converted wide receivers in the past. One Sam Shields, a little bit smaller in size, converted wide receiver, certainly worked out for them. So maybe this can be a version of that for them. Again, we're being joined by Austin Krieger, Cheesehead TV. You can find him on social media at @AustinKrieger_. The article that we've been talking about over on GCI TV is titled Two Cornerbacks That Make Great Fits for the Packers in Early Rounds. Austin, I know you're not just talking corners, though, and we know that Green Bay has some other needs as well. You did a great breakdown over on GCI TV's YouTube channel, breaking down Walter Nolan. Tell us a little bit more about this really impressive defensive tackle.
Oh, yeah. Anyone reads any of my stuff or sees anything on Twitter, I'm very overly high on Walter Nolan. In the fact that I think there's an opportunity for a complete player at the defensive tackle position that the Packers are just currently missing right now. That's not necessarily a knock, but I mean, I think everyone could be honest that Wyatt is better off the field on obvious run plays. Kenny Clark, I mean, he's turned 30. Who really knows? Hopefully you get his best type of football coming back next season. TJ Slayton's kind of the opposite of Wyatt. So you get a Walter Nolan. Here's a guy who's been really good in run defense, second best in run defense among defensive tackles in the class, only behind top 10 pick Mason Graham. Again, Packers, you want to move up for him, totally cool with that as well. But, I mean, Walter Nolan really raised hell from the three-tech spot. He said it at the Senior Bowl. His best football comes from the three-tech spot. He can jump to play a five-tech, four-eye at the inside tackle, or the inside shoulder of the tackle. So you can kind of move him around the entire defensive line. Someone who can also bring a good pass rush. I mean, it's crazy. The guy had, he was tied, I think, for third in sacks each of the last two seasons among defensive tackles, and that's like the worst part of his game is the pass rush. So that being the case, having the seventh most pressures last season, seventh best pass rush win rate among defensive tackles who qualify with at least 130 snaps. I mean, he's a very good pass rusher, and like I said, he's better with run defense. He's better when he gets his paws on you. You're coming down. He's only missed five tackles in his career, 72 stops, I believe it was. So, I mean, this is a very complete player looking, you know, just coming out of college. So, ceiling-wise, I mean, who really knows what the Packers are going to be like at defensive tackle in 2 years? Is Kenny Clark coming back? You know, they can get out after the season if things don't look great again. He's got a big roster bonus coming up in 2026. It hasn't really worked out how they wanted to with Clark and Wyatt for a variety of reasons. So, I mean, maybe it ends up being Nolan and Wyatt that they try to run out there and be like that 1-2 punch. Nolan being the guy who's arguably would be coming right on day one and be the most complete-looking, potentially defensive tackle in the Packers' room. So, really high on him, really excited about the potential of him being there at 23 would be a lot of fun, in my opinion.
If you had to put money down over on the Potawatomi Sportsbook as to what position Green Bay takes in the first round, it would be really easy to put money on defensive tackle, just what Green Bay likes to take and the depth of the defensive tackles in this draft, not to mention, you know, just the need at that position as well. And certainly Walter Nolan could very well be in that conversation also. Austin, I wanted to ask you about this because you wrote about this. I talked about this on a YouTube video that I did recently as well. Green Bay's first round draft picks have not exactly had the return on investment that we would ideally like to see as of late. You wrote about the Packers fixing their first round draft strategy. How would you like to see Green Bay go about that? What do they need to do to have a little bit more success early in the draft?
I mean, at this point, you know, again, they just need to get someone who's going to contribute right away. I think that's about easily said, but not as easy done. But I mean, Gutekunst has kind of been drafting some development guys. Wyatt, he knew, was kind of a development guy who got some rotational snaps coming in. Van Ness, obviously. And that's what makes this whole thing tricky. Like, you knew it was going to take 2 or 3 years with Van Ness, and here we are saying, like, Packers should draft an edge in round one, which would kind of inherently do poor things for Van Ness's playtime and production. So that makes that a tricky spot, too. So I think whatever Green Bay does, obviously Gutekunst's talking about urgency. You have to get someone who's going to come in and actually contribute right away. There's no waiting 2-3 years for a guy to develop. Who the hell knows what the roster will even be at that point? If they want to win now, and there's obviously that window to win now with them, like, let's get someone who's going to come in and play meaningful, impactful snaps right away. I know he's done that a little bit, trying to find some guys like that. He hasn't really hit on them. And so, again, if that's the case, we're going to find someone. Let's get someone who is just more ready. Let's not let measurables and the, you know, the combine had such a heavy impact. I know it's, you know, he loved the athleticism. I know there's another article from Cheesehead that really broke down what Gutekunst looks for. That makes a lot of sense in terms of why he looks for these athletes at certain positions and why it's important. But, you know, let's just get a football player. Let's get a football player who can come in and play meaningful football right away, regardless of his athletic measurables. You know, Josh Jacobs wasn't a great athletic measurable at the combine. He didn't have a great RAS score. You know, let's not let that matter a ton, but it, you know, it probably will. And as long as the guy can come in, play some good snaps right off the bat, I think that's all we really need to look for.
Austin, I think you're an avatar for a lot of Packer fans and how they're feeling and just how they'd like to see the first round be attacked. And I don't think there's a perfect formula for it, as I think you know as well, but you have to have a better ROI on those first round investments than what Green Bay's had as of late, and not giving up on guys like LVN or Jordan Morgan yet, who I hope can still go on to have phenomenal careers in Green Bay, especially like Morgan, we've barely got a cup of coffee with so far. So, you know, we'll give him some time to see what he can do, of course, but they just have to find a way to get some more big time impact players early in the draft when they have those early draft picks. Hopefully this is the year that they can find that. Austin, before we get you out of here, one more quick one. I've been asking everyone this as we are looking forward to free agency. Green Bay has a variety of different needs on offense and on defense. Who has been your free agent and or trade crush that you would love to see Green Bay go after this offseason?
Free agent, you know, DJ Reed, if he's there, I think, you know, you can get a guy who can come in at quarterback, get you some help immediately, some, you know what he gives you, you don't have to worry about it. I mean, I think he definitely fits urgency. So I think DJ Reed at cornerback, free agent-wise, would be awesome. I know, obviously, the trade talk, going back to Crosby or Myles Garrett, I would love, personally, you know, if we're going to address wide receiver, I would love a trade for Garrett Wilson. I don't think it's completely out of the picture. If what is true, that there's rumors about Garrett Wilson wanting to be traded, the alleged around that, but Packers have more than enough assets to make a trade like that work. Garrett Wilson would still be the top receiver in this draft class coming out, but that's kind of my, like, under the radar, let's go get a trade. All right, let's make Garrett Wilson the guy. If we really want to do something at receiver, you have enough assets at receiver, you have the draft picks, where I think if you can pair Wicks or something like that, maybe a Dobbs if you have to, and whatever else, maybe give him Jair too. Hey, save the draft picks, but I think it's possible Garrett Wilson could be a name that I'm going to keep having some dreams about.
He would be such a fun addition, and talk about adding somebody who fits the timeline of this team. And, you know, Green Bay has a little bit of a track record of maybe pulling a player or two, or just a deal from the New York Jets that they could potentially maybe get something that you're not expecting to get. So I would love that for Green Bay. Garrett Wilson's a heck of a player. I think he'd fit perfectly within this offense. So, Austin, I am all in. Hey, fantastic stuff. Where can we find all of your incredible work, my friend?
Yeah, no, I appreciate you having me on. Great chatting with you, Andy. Like you said, Austin Krieger_ on Twitter, and then obviously over at Cheesehead TV, it's just Austin Krieger, and then doing some videos for them right now. And some other drafts, got another D-tackle coming out that I'll be breaking down. Derek Harmon, another big love for mine in the first round, will be coming up next, so keep an eye out for that one.
Yeah, we certainly will. Austin, you're the best. We'll definitely do this again soon, and you have a great rest of your Wednesday, my friend, all right?
Yeah, y'all as well. Thank you.
I appreciate it. All right. That is Austin Krieger. Again, Cheesehead TV. Follow him on social media at AustinKrieger_. Make sure to check out his great articles over on Cheesehead TV and his videos over on the Cheesehead TV YouTube page. When we come back, we're going to be going to the phone. So get those phone calls into the Nicolay Law Fan Talk and text line. It's the Pack-A-Day Radio Show, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.